Listening Library presents The Indigo Notebook by Laura Rousseau. Read for you by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. It's always the same, no matter where in the world we happen to be. Just when I get used to noodle soup for breakfast in Laos, or endless glasses of super sweet mint tea in Morocco, or crazy little tuk-tuk taxis in Thailand, Layla gets that look in her eyes, that far-away, wistful look, as though she's squinting at a movie in the distance, and on the screen is a place more exotic, more dazzling, more spiritual than wherever we are. On rainy hills, she dreams of parched desert drum rituals. On windswept islands, she yearns for ancient jungle secrets. On palm-treed beaches, she imagines sacred mountain waterfalls. When her mind starts drifting off, our bodies and suitcases soon follow. And here we are, Layla and me, on the last leg of a journey from Southeast Asia, our plane swimming in clouds above the Andes, hovering, once again, between homes. The plane lurches like a spooked elephant. My hands clench my notebook, and my eyes flick back to the flight attendants to see if they're in emergency mode. No, they're stuffing sugar packets into a metal container, their faces calm under thick masks of makeup. In the window seat beside me, Layla sits cross-legged, flirting with the middle-aged guy in the aisle seat, both of them leaning across me. Turbulence doesn't faze Layla. She loves it, like a roller coaster ride thrown in for free, that flutter in the stomach, that rush of adrenaline pulling her into the moment. I click my seatbelt shut and elbow her. Hey, Layla, the seatbelt light.